This is Alice Padgett for Keep 106. I'm at the Shire Hall today, looking over High West Street in Dorchester for Jane Jackson's photographic exhibition titled Asking for It. Using makeup artists, actors, and historical photographic techniques, Jackson's exhibition created a series of 23 mugshots, each representing a different decade and each depicting victim blaming in cases of sexual or gender-based violence. Just three of these supposed crimes on the placards are flirted, wore red, or swiped right. I am here with Jane Jackson. Hi, Jane.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Tell us about your exhibition. We're here in the Shire Hall, but I think I better leave it to you to explain.
Okay, so yeah, I'm really lucky that the Shire Hall have exhibited this body of work. This is Asking for It. It's my project from my MA at Arts University Bournemouth. But it's all about victim blaming in cases of sexual assault. So it's actually a series of historically styled mugshots, although they are all modern, they're not historical, but they were made using heritage methods roughly of the time that would have been used. And they just take you through a journey, really, like a historical timeline. And each of the crimes I'm inviting you to question for yourself, and they're actually all pretty much rape myths, essentially, or reasons that we blame victims of sexual assault for things that have happened against them unfairly. So they all have a bit of information. There's quite a lot of detail behind each image. One of the things that I get asked a lot is, well, are they real? Are they real stories? And actually, the true answer that is that each image has maybe hundreds, possibly thousands of case studies that fed into it, because it was actually about 12 months research before I started to make the project. And I worked very closely with Stars Dorset, who are a support charity in our local area, and talked to people that worked on the helplines, interviewed survivors, police, that kind of thing, as well as reading stories in the press. So each one is quite detailed and based on factual information, but what the project aims to do is really make social change. It's about impact. So we hope that when people enter the space, this is a really beautiful room actually, that they can really just take a moment to reflect on it, to see it as a complete issue, and really just change the way that they're thinking. So the images are used quite often in like educational purposes, textbooks and things like that, and they've just been exhibiting in the north of England with the Newcastle University. So it's really nice to have them back in Dorset. One of the things I'm really excited about is it being here at Shire Hall, because I actually visited here when I was researching the project. Yeah, and learned about Martha Brown and the amazing histories of Dorset women. And actually, some of the images are made historically with wet plate collodion. And that was based on things that I saw at the Dorset History Centre. So looking at real mugshots of people that were in asylums or that were imprisoned at the time, which made a massive impact on me personally. And that's something that I wanted to include.
Just for our listeners that can't see the mugshots here and these myths that you've spoken about and that are detailed underneath each image, could you potentially choose one and just tell us about it?
Well, all of the images they look like mugshots. They look like arrest photo mugshots that we're all familiar with. This one, running wearing headphones, while I was doing this, I had so many people say to me, this is applicable to me. There was actually an incident fairly near the university with a young girl at the time I was researching it, and someone in the process of me making it stopped me after a talk that I was giving and said, yeah, this happened to me. And when I phoned the police, the first thing they said to me, so she was attacked while she was running in a country lane, was, well, were you wearing headphones? So it was a female police officer that asked that question. So that was at the first 10 seconds of her reporting a traumatic incident, that was the first comment. So I think it's really important, and I'm pleased to see that things like this are coming up in the media. Every time it's reported on Uncovered, we start to reanalyze our attitudes and approach things in a different way, because the simple fact is we should be able to run wearing headphones, we should be able to wear what we want, we should be able to whatever these are. The biggest thing with Asking for It is that it's been going on since forever. That's why, yeah, I wanted to do a historical timeline. It's not a new issue, but when you look at the first picture that the first mugshot I made was wore red, and that was very specifically done. So the minute you walk into my exhibition, you're like, well, hang on a minute, wore red? That's not a crime.
Yeah.
You know, half the people in here might be wearing red. That's the point. So the myths change over time, but the victim blaming carries on. So recognizing that it is victim blaming and calling it out and making a different choice in your mind is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. here with Vanessa, a guest at the exhibition. Is there one that particularly stands out to you that's caught your eye?
I was just looking at this one. There's a man, and he's feeling shame because he was a man and he was attacked.
Yeah.
And it's felt that as a man, he should be strong enough to fight off an attacker. So he felt that he can't say anything about it because he feels shame.
Hi, my name's Tamsin Little. I'm the Communications and Fundraising Manager at Shire Hall Museum.
And tell me, Tamsin, why this exhibition and why at Shire Hall?
So Shire Hall is a social justice museum. So our mission is to engage our visitors with the history of justice and injustice in Dorset, but also throughout the country. And then hopefully to inspire them to make a difference to society, politics and justice for all. So this exhibition that Jane Jackson has created fits perfectly with that mission. It's looking at the historical opinions around victim blaming, particularly related to sexual assault and violence. And it's really raising those voices and things that have happened to women and men in the past, and bringing it up to the present as well. And that's what we try and do at Shire Hall. We have a really rich history. It's where the Tolpan martyrs were tried, and we look at the past and our history when we were a courtroom, but we also look at justice today and how those lessons of the past are just as relevant today, and this exhibition captures that perfectly.
So how can people come and see this exhibition, and how long is it going to be on for, Tamsin?
The exhibition will be with us until the 27th of April. So Shire Hall Museum is open Monday to Saturday. The tickets are £9.50 for adults and £7.50 for concessions, but that's for a whole year's ticket. So if you come and see this exhibition, you then get a whole year to visit the museum, look at the cells, the courtroom and the other exhibitions we'll have throughout the year.
Well, thank you very much, Tamsin.
Thank you.